For the past few years, I've been working two jobs and typically leave my house around 6 in the morning and don't get home until 10 at night. Then I sleep, and on most days I repeat that same schedule. Unfortunately, that's just the situation I've been in for a while, but this happened just a couple months ago. I'd come home one night and did what I usually do, which is shower and get ready for bed. But while I was in the shower, I heard some movement that sounded like it was just outside the bathroom door. I quickly got out and checked and saw nothing, so I figured it just had to be the house creaking or something. I finished cleaning up and got in bed. All throughout the night, I kept hearing these odd noises coming from all throughout the house. Mostly just some sort of creaking, kind of like if it was really windy outside and making the house sway. But there was no wind and no reason for the house to be making any noise. At one point in the middle of the night, I even got up and walked around to try and find out what it was, but I found nothing. In the morning, I was very tired and had to work the whole day relying on coffee to keep me awake. By the time I got home, I was exhausted and sleepy, really hoping for a good night's sleep. I went right upstairs and turned the shower on, but before I even got in, I heard something outside the bathroom door again. This time I was sure it was right outside the door, and it sounded like it passed right by and left the bedroom. Although as unlikely as it was, it really sounded like something had moved across my room. I knew I had to look to see if someone was there, but I was feeling really uneasy. When I did finally get the courage to look, I didn't see anything. I walked through the whole house and did a quick look around each room, but I was convinced it had to be something odd going on inside the walls or under the floorboards. I showered and got in bed, falling asleep just before midnight. The instant I woke up, I knew something was wrong. It was very dark, so it was still well into the night, and the entire house was silent. I wasn't sure what had woken me up, but I could feel that it had something to do with the sounds I'd been hearing. I peered over at the door and saw the slightest movement of a shadow from under the crack. I jolted up and stared across the room. My heart immediately started racing as I saw the shadow move away from the door and heard them begin walking down the upstairs hallway. I was horrified and frozen in fear, but it must have been the surge of adrenaline that got me out of my bed and made me swing open the door. I looked out, and standing at the end of the hallway was the dark outline of a man. His eyes were the only thing that really stood out to me. They pierced through me with a sense of anger and restlessness. I slammed my bedroom door shut and locked it. The man's footsteps immediately went down the stairs, but it took another 30 seconds before I heard him leave the house. I got the police to come as soon as possible, but they didn't have much luck. They found a few signs of the man being in my house for at least a few days, but that was about it. I don't know where he was hiding, but I always think back to when I'd hear him walk past the bathroom door. Maybe he was sleeping in my bed, then quickly would hide in the closet until I got in the shower, where he would take the opportunity to leave the room. I also wonder why he spent that extra time downstairs before leaving the house when he knew I'd seen him and had likely called the police. Everything is just speculation at this point. But knowing that some random man was hiding in my house while I was sleeping is a horrifying thing to think about. As far as I know, the man hasn't come back, and there have been no updates on his identity. Last year, I moved into a new house far from the city. My new job was work from home, so I had no reason to be in a clustered and expensive city anymore. For the first couple months, I was enjoying everything about the place, especially it being so far from other people. But on a regular weekday afternoon, I got a knock at my door. This was actually the first time anyone had come up to my door at this place since I moved in, so it caught me a little off guard. I went up and opened the door to a tall, middle-aged man.
How can I help you?
I smiled to be friendly, thinking he was probably a neighbor from down the street. But strangely, the first thing he did was lean to the side and look past me into my house. It was like he was trying to see who else was home. Being weirded out by his behavior, I pulled the door in and blocked the way with my body. Before saying anything, the man turned and walked away from the door. I stayed and watched him go all the way down the driveway and continue walking until he got to the street, where he got into a parked car and drove off. Without a doubt, that was the strangest encounter I'd ever had with someone up until that point, and I really had no idea how to even think about it. That night, I stayed home for dinner just to make sure the man didn't come back. I debated calling the police to put in a report, but I thought I'd sound stupid for doing that just because some man came up to my door and did nothing. Around 9 p.m., I turned on the TV and tried to get myself more relaxed before trying to sleep. While I was on the couch, though, I heard a voice speaking outside. I quickly muted the TV and listened. It was muffled, but I could make out at least two separate people talking somewhere in the back of my yard. I ran up to the back window and opened up the blinds. In the distance, I could see two figures walking across my backyard. One of them had a long tool or object in his hand, but the other one was too hard to see clearly. They walked between the trees in my yard until they reached the side of my house. I went over to the side window and tried to see where they went, but I lost track of them and they had stopped talking. I checked every window and still couldn't see or hear them anymore. The loud knocking at my front door made me jump and sent chills through my body. I walked up, trying not to make any noise, and looked through the peephole. There was one man dressed in dark clothing and wearing a hat that covered his eyes. He had to be one of the men I'd just seen, but where was the other?
"What do you want?"
I yelled, figuring they likely already knew I was home, or maybe I'd scare them away. The man stayed on the doorstep and looked over at the side of my house, then looked back at the door. After a few seconds, the lack of response started to terrify me. I went back to the living room to get my phone and call the police, but was interrupted by a loud smashing sound, followed by another and another. I looked across the hall and saw a man hitting a shovel against the back door. He saw me and looked at me for a second, then ran away. I was so scared, I hesitated on whether to call the police or try to find somewhere to hide. The best answer was obviously to do both, but my thoughts were interrupted again when I heard the side window getting hit. I got my phone and dialed 911 while the man continued to hit the window over and over. But just as the police picked up the phone, everything went quiet. And it stayed quiet until the police came. When they pulled in, I was surprised by a sudden commotion outside. It turned out to be the man at the door who had chosen not to leave, and after a closer look, it was the same man who'd come by earlier that day. Strangely, when the police detained him, he refused to say anything about the other man that was with him. He denied everything over and over, even though there were clear cracks and dents in the doors and windows. It was frustrating to listen to, and even weeks later, the man still refused to detail why he had come by my house twice that day, or who the other man was. Everything remains so unanswered that it still creeps me out to this day. Why was the man trying to break in so bad, and what purpose did the man at my doorstep serve to aid in the break-in? I moved away in the following months and have since only been hoping that it wasn't me they were after, or are still after. When I was growing up, I lived with my mom in a small house. During my middle school and high school years, she took up an overnight job, so most nights of the week I was alone between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. This happened a few months before I graduated high school. On a regular night at 7:30, I said goodbye to my mom like usual Then I played some video games for a few hours. It was a school night, so I couldn't stay up super late, but I still stayed up later than I should have. Around 11:30, I shut everything off and went up to my room to get in bed, but I was on my phone for probably another hour before falling asleep. When I woke up, I thought I heard a door closing downstairs. I looked over at the clock next to my bed and saw it was 3:30, so I assumed my mom had just gotten home from work early. I turned over and tried to go back to sleep as I listened to footsteps walking around downstairs. After a minute though, I started listening more intently. Usually, my mom would go straight upstairs when she got home to get ready for bed, but it sounded like they were just walking around. As I listened for another 2 or 3 minutes, I realized they weren't even stopping at all. They were going through each room, walking slowly as if they were taking a tour of the house. I started to get a little nervous that it might not be my mom and could be someone else. I got up and turned on the light in my room, and almost right away, the footsteps stopped. I listened from the other side of my door and still heard nothing. Carefully, I opened it and looked out into the hallway. I was expecting to see some light coming from downstairs, but the whole house was dark. Whoever was walking around down there hadn't turned on any of the lights, which frightened me more than I already was. I made sure not to make any sounds and stepped further down the hallway until I was at the top of the stairs. Then I knelt down and looked through the railing to see into the living room. Nobody was there, and even in the dark, I could tell that nothing had been moved at all. My PlayStation was still there, and in my head, that was a telltale sign that there was nobody else in the house, except for maybe my mom. I mean, if someone was here to rob us and had walked through the whole house, they definitely would have taken the most expensive thing in the room. At that point, I just wanted to know if it was my mom who was walking around, or if I was having some weird auditory hallucinations. I walked down the steps to the bottom and called out,
"Mom, you home?"
There was no response or signs of movement in the whole house, so I walked through the hallway into the kitchen. Right away, I saw a shoe print on the tile floors, and when I looked up, my eyes locked on a figure. Across the room, a man was sitting at the dining table with a dark mask on. His clothing was all black, which made it difficult to fully make out any features of him. He was looking at me, but he didn't say anything or even move. He stared at me with an emotionless look. I ran straight back upstairs and locked myself in my room as I called 911. The operator kept me updated on the police's estimated arrival, but after a minute, I heard the man slowly walk across the downstairs and over to the bottom of the staircase. I was whispering to the operator in a panic until I heard the front door open and the man walking away from the house. Not even 30 seconds later, I saw headlights shining through the window. My mom pulled into the driveway and I ran outside to meet her and tell her what was going on. When police got there, they did a thorough search and found nothing incriminating that would help us find the man. But from what it seems, the man wasn't there to rob us. He also didn't seem to have any interest in me either, which means that he was most likely trying to hurt or abduct my mom. It would then make sense why he broke in only minutes before my mom usually gets home. It makes me think about what could have happened if I hadn't gone downstairs to see who was there, or if my mom had gotten home just a minute earlier and gone inside, unknowing of the man that was waiting for her.